Shalom Avracha, Boker Tov. We're starting another day with David HaMelech's all-encompassing mizmor of how to lead a life of shleimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the opening pasuk and the second pasuk both start with the same word, Ashrei. And that's the way a Jew starts his day, with the Ashrei. I'm so fortunate to be a Jew, fortunate to be that nation that is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tmimei Darach, we spoke about the fact that there's a feeling of Toim Leif. My full heart is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I appreciate His love for me, and I want to reciprocate it. And the second Pasuk is a continuation of that. Once again, like we said, Ashrei Noitzrei Eidoisav B'chol Leif Yidrashuhu. Fortunate and happy is the person who watches over, pays attention to the Eidos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will cause him to be Dorish Hashem with his full heart, which is really an explanation in some ways of the first Pasuk. Eidos of, the Malbim says, are the different stories that are mentioned in the Tanakh. The stories, on the one hand, of the early generations of the Dor Phloga, Dor HaMabul, that did not go in the way of Hashem, were destroyed. And afterwards, the stories of the Ovos HaKadoshim, how they went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had their supernatural Hatzlocha Siyata Shemaya together with their Nisyonis. But they brought about our great nation, and from then to going down in Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, etc. All these stories are the things that give us that firm emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and clear feeling, recognition of the special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chovas Avavos says, in order to build up your bitochen, it has to be based on facts. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we are zeicha to have all the facts clear. It's all delineated clearly in the Torah, generation after generation, until we went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, which the entire nation of millions of people experienced, and was given from generation to next. There's a story about a child who was not frum, and his father used to bring him to the grandfather for Leila Seder. And one year, the child was 11 years old, and he asked his father, why are we going to this religious ceremony? We're not religious. And the father answered him, the reason why we're doing this is because my father used to take me to his father. So the son asked, why did your father take you to his father? And the father thought a second. He said, because his father took him to his father. And the son, who was a very intelligent child, said, well, if that's the case, then this has been going on from the beginning of time. I'm really directly connected to the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when our entire nation had this event, which was given over from generation to the next. And that caused this person, who was eventually quite a famous person, to come back to Yiddishkeit, to Bichoyz B'tshuva. But that is our Eidoisav. If Noitzer Eidoisav, a person constantly reminds himself, thinks about, watches over these facts that we Klaiso went through from the beginning of our time, come on, we have an additions of stories, generation after generation, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodo, we are saved physically and spiritually from all those who are trying to destroy us from generation to the next. We see there is something very deep going on between us at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that causes us a tremendous desire to reciprocate and do our part to build a relationship and feel that Ashrei, how fortunate I am to be part of this special, supernatural, spiritual nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we do the Noitzrei Eidos of every day, we don't even have to make it up by yourself. We just have to daven in the morning. Those who say Akedas Yitzchak already start from Akedas Yitzchak. In Hodu, we already mentioned Zer Yisrael Avdoi, where the nation of Yaakov Avinu, and it continues saying Asher Kor says Avram, the Shvul Yitzchak, how already there was a covenant made between our Ovos, Lo Yiniach Lish Oshkom, Vayochalim Lochem, Atikim Vashichov, Vinivial Toreyu. The Pesukim, we see that Hashem watched over us from the beginning of times, And then towards the end of Pesukim Zimra, Choresim Ha'ebris, we say Oz Yashir again, before Shemoneh Esrei, we say again, we relive the Gula of Mitzrayim, till we say Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Vo'ed, which was said by Oz Yashir. So basically, on a daily basis, in our own tefillas, we are reliving the Eidos, the stories that make our Amunah firm, make our recognition of the Chasdei Hashem firm. And from those great Chasadim, we awaken ourselves up to the fact that it's not just these revealed miracles that have kept us going throughout history, but Hashem is with us every second of our lives. And that creates that deep desire to be B'chol Lev Yidrashu, with our full heart, Yidrashu. B'chol Lev happens to be very fitting also to Tefillah, because we know, we learn at Tefillah, it says, it's learned out from Vavatem B'chol Levavchem. Serve Hashem with your full heart in the Gemara Darshins and Medrash Darshins, which is the Avodah Shebelev, that's Tefillah. The feelings of our heart come out through our Tefillah. So according to this, this pasuk is beautiful. It says, Ashri Noitzrei Doisef, a person who pays attention and cherishes those Maisim, those tremendous events that happened to Klal Yisrael, which is the Yisias Mitzrayim is one of the main ones, which is the Geula we say immediately before Shemoneh Esrei. Then B'chol Lev Yidrashu. Then when he comes to his Avodah Shebelev, he'll do it B'chol Alev. His tefillah will be a real tefillah. That's the idea of connecting our Geula to our tefillah. We should be zeicha to feel this Ashri every second of our day. Pay attention to the past and use that to give us a chizik for the future. And the Medrash itself says, it says that if we are Noitzrei Doisav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah will be Noitzeres Oischo. It will protect us. We should be zeicha to the simcha, this protection throughout our lives.